So, you having a little fun out here?
I'm having a lot of fun. Biggest fun I'm having is being able to stand up out here and not have any other contact. So that's the that's the most fun I'm having.
What are you speaking of? The media, the fans, bill collectors?
Oh, I'm just talking about safety of somebody trying to hit me.
Oh, that part of it, yeah.
Now I got all the bill collectors under wraps, so trust me. Yeah.
Now, Keith Lyle was here the other day, and he says, I always see Isaac coaching. Why doesn't he just get into coaching? So, full-time, I guess.
Did Keith say that?
Yes.
No, I like going home at night, honestly. Plus, I have a 3-year-old daughter and, you know, 8-year marriage, so I'm nourishing that right now. So, coach is not in the plans.
How did this come about? Where you were at came out here?
I was here a couple months ago, and I just passed by Fish in the building and just said, "Come see me." So I was like, "All right, I'll come see you." So here I am.
Oh, was that during when you had your camp?
Yeah, when I had my camp here. So that was it.
What's your impression of the young guys?
I'm fairly impressed. I think they got a really good group. I think they've brought a lot of speed to the offense. A lot of good change of direction. Some guys who can get downfield, stretch the field, which is always a good thing. I think with the addition of Cook, a big guy as big as he is can run and really catch the ball. He's a big time mismatch for defensive backs or safeties. He's gonna make this offense flow, I think.
The look like the young guys. I remember the first day you were here, Tavon Austin and Stedman Bailey were over there. What kind of feedback do you give them? Look like that day you were working on releases, I guess, off the line of scrimmage.
Well, just small things. It's kind of amazing that a guy is willing to listen to me, and they're willing to listen to me. But it's all for the benefit of the team, for the organization. They play well. We're all happy. Possibly get a trip to go to New York this year. So those guys have to come around a lot faster than normal because they're the guys.
Why wouldn't a young receiver want to listen to what you have to say?
You know what? You never know how a guy was raised, so or how he's been coached. Maybe he thinks he knows it all until he really actually gets in the fire, and it proves to him that he doesn't know it all, and he have to listen to somebody. So I had a little bit of that coming out, and fortunately, I had some guys that I was willing to sit down and just open myself up to.
You mean when you came out as a player?
Yeah, when I came out as a player, I thought I thought my just speed and my quickness would take me where I wanted to be. But just having and getting the knowledge of the game really boosted everything else that I could do.
Do they it seems like young players they don't even know who was in the league 2 years ago. Is it flattering, or does it mean something to you? They all know who you are, all these guys.
Well, thank God for PlayStation. I mean, because PlayStation keeps the guy's face there, and they play so much PlayStation that they know you from PlayStation. So I mean, I had my, 8-year addiction to PlayStation, and, thank God I broke that addiction, but they know you from PlayStation.
So
really,
seriously,
honestly,
players have told you you're on my PlayStation
team? I mean,
team?
You get guys, fans, and, man, I used to do this with you on PlayStation, you, Torrey, Marshall. I'd be like, PlayStation? Yeah, we were real guys before we were on PlayStation. So.
Who were some of those guys who kind of set you straight when you came out early?
Oh, I had Jesse Hester, Flipper Anderson, Jackie Slater. Just seeing the way Jackie Slater worked every day in practice, that made you say, I got to go to work, because this guy was doing it 20 years and he practiced every day. He practiced the same way he played. So that was real instrumental in my upbringing.
Overall, how do you handle being here, because there's a wide receiver coach and a coordinator. Are you careful to kind of pick your spots, or how do you do that with the
Without
players?
A doubt, you definitely respect the coach that they have. I mean, Coach Sherman's been in this league for a lot of years. He's coordinated in this league. And he's very knowledgeable. That's the thing. So the things that I would say to him, he's telling them already. So I'm just his choir, so to speak. So he's the preacher and I'm the choir. And the things that he's telling them, he has a great track record. He has some guys that he's coached the Pro Bowls, and he's been doing it for a long time.
Is it good to hear it from a player or a former player, though? You probably remember that when you were, when you were playing, right?
I think that's his message. With me being in the room, when I was coming out, my position coach could tell me one thing, but when Flipper told me something, and I can sit back and watch Flipper do it on video, I had to do it. I had to do it the way he was saying to do it, and it worked for me.
Might we see you and Notori for old time's sake run a couple rounds?
You know what? We can put the pads on, but as far as running, we just stand there. That's about it, man. I'm not trying to. I don't want to make. I just look at the defensive backs now. I want no parts of it. Trust me.
Isaac, how's your foundation going, and what do you got coming up?
Foundation is going great. September 27th, we have a gridiron gala at the Hyatt Regency downtown near the Arch. It's going to be a great opportunity. You got that Thursday night game, and we're putting it together. We got some of the old-time players that the Rams alumni are coming in town, and plus some of the new guys are going to be there to help me celebrate.
I hear the Thanks foundation's doing great. Normally, sometimes with players, the more they're out of the league, maybe the but. I guess people still remember you.
Yeah, it's exploding pretty good. I think Tiffany Burris, she's doing a great job handling everything, and we're pretty excited about the direction it's going.
Is it always a good thing when you step on that turf? I'm speaking of Saturday, and you hear that bruise.
Oh yeah, you know I can't help but to look up in the rafters. You know, a play goes, and then I look up in the rafters. You know, make sure that 80's still up there. You know, isn't leaning or fall. You know what I mean? So, but it's always special when you walk in that place. And just see the turf and just the red seats and everything, and a lot of memories start to rekindle.
There was a time when you weren't asked when you weren't asked to come back here. I can remember talking to you up in Chicago. Does it mean a lot, I guess, to have Fisher reach out for you and the Rams organization say, hey, we value having you around?
Yeah. I mean, not only myself, but, you know, guys like Grant Williams is over there. Aeneas comes in. Torrey, he's here. I mean, just being able to – this is home for us. I mean, I don't know how many practices we had out here, but, you know, this place was sometimes a first home to many of us. I mean, we ate here, slept here, and did our other business here. So it's always special coming back here.
I want to ask you about Chris Carter getting into the Hall. There was kind of a log jam at wide receiver. Do you think maybe that'll help kind of break the log jam at that position?
You know what? Hopefully for those guys, yeah. I hope it does, like, open the door for a guy like Tim Brown and Andre Reed and Henry Ellard. I mean, I think those are guys who really made a huge mark on this game, and guys that I looked up to when I was coming out. And I'm glad to see Chris get in there. It's truly, truly well-deserved.
And you're going to be there in a couple years, right? Up for?
Well, in my mind, I'm already there. So I'm already preparing my speech.
Nice.
I hope you come too, Jim.
I'll be there. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Is Vermeil going to present you, or who's going to present you?
That remains to be seen.